Paragomish to Aleph. We have mentioned a couple of times already that although the Torah permits melachos to be done on Yom Tov for the sake of food preparation, that does not refer to every single one of the melachos which have to do with food. Around a third of the 39 melachos are ultimately a preparation to get closer to the final product of the food. However, the very early stages, such as cutting the food off the ground, threshing it, harvesting it, etc., that is not permitted even on Yom Tov. The Yerushalmi learns out of Pesukim that only from the stage of Lisha, of kneading the dough onwards, only those forms of work are permitted. So for example, baking, since that is done after the dough is kneaded, so that would be allowed to be done on Yom Tov. But things like grinding the wheat or the grain into flour, since that is done before the stage of kneading, so it is forbidden. So it appears from the Yerushalmi that it is midoraisa. However, others do learn that it is only midrabbanon, that the early stages cannot be done, and this is a large subject of debate. Be it as it may, we're going to see in our Mishnah that something like trapping an animal is also considered to be too early a stage to be considered a real food preparation, and therefore it is forbidden whether it be midoraisa or midrabbanon. The point is, it is certainly forbidden to trap an animal on Yom Tov. In Tzolin Dogim in Habivorim be Yom Tov, it is forbidden to trap fish from their enclosures, from their ponds on Yom Tov, and as well as that, Ve'enosin Fe'em Zonos, it is forbidden to put in front of them food, firstly because they can find enough food in their pond that they are not dependent on you, which means that if you start adding food into the pond, that is considered an unnecessary burden and effort on your behalf, and the Rabbonon certainly do not want you to be spending so much effort on Yom Tov, which is supposed to be a day of rest, and therefore it is forbidden to feed those animals on Yom Tov. Others add that if you start feeding the animals, then you are likely to end up actually coming to trap the animals, and so midrabbanon it is forbidden even to feed them. However, aval tzodin chayav oif min abivarin, but it is permitted to trap a wild animal or a bird from their enclosures, because as we are going to see in a moment, we are referring to relatively small enclosures, and for these sorts of animals to be inside one of those enclosures is considered to be trapped already. So if you just take hold of the animal, that's not considered to be trapping the animal, because it's already trapped. And as well as that, as the Mishnah, V'nosin l'fnei mezonos, it is permitted to place food in front of them, because these sorts of animals in these sorts of enclosures are dependent on the owner for the food. And so it's not considered to be an unnecessary effort to feed them, because they are relying on you to feed them. According to the reason which we gave before, that by feeding the animal you might come to trap it, so certainly that would not be relevant over here, since you are allowed to trap it, since it's not considered to be trapping. The animal is already trapped, so it's just like taking an already trapped animal. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says in explanation of what the Tanakhama said, Lokal Abivarin Shavin, not all enclosures are the same. And Zehar Klol, this is the rule. Kol HaMechusar Tzeda, any enclosure which is lacking trapping. Meaning, the fact that the animal is in that enclosure is not considered to be already trapped. You still need to spend effort and use proper professional traps in order to trap that animal. So then also are we forbidden to trap the animal because it is considered to be real trapping. But v'she'enu mechusar tzeda, if an animal is in an enclosure which is not lacking trapping, meaning it's now very easy just to take the animal, so it's already considered to be trapped and therefore mutter, it is permitted to so-called trap it, since you're not actually trapping it because it's already trapped. So you're just taking an already trapped animal and that is permitted.